It is time for the Daily Dust, so let's do this.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay, don't forget, the Daily Dust is brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. So Billboard's Awards Live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas is, it's the Billboard Awards. So as always, there are no nominees. Instead, awards are based on record sales and streaming numbers. That's tonight. So expect Taylor Swift to just sweep almost all the categories. Just prepare yourselves. Taylor Swift actually discussed career longevity when she was on Colbert the other night. She talked about her top five songs, but the part that got me was her differing opinion on critics who think she's overexposed.
I think there are certain corners of our society that really love the longevity. There are also corners that are like, give someone else a turn. Can't you just go away so we can talk about how good you were? And I'm like, I don't want to, you know? So...
yeah, that she didn't used to say things like that. Also, it could apply to the Chiefs as well. Snoop Dogg will be an honorary coach for Team USA at the Winter Olympics. Sir Roger Daltrey was recently knighted by Prince William at Windsor Castle.
It's kind of weird that someone else talking to me. But it is an honor. It's a great honor for me. But also, it's an incredible honor for the Teenage Cancer Trust, of which I accept this honour for all those people who have helped me build that charity for what it is today, without whom I couldn't, it would never would have happened, and they would possibly never get a medal. So I'm sharing it with them.
Oh, that's so nice of him. Vogue's best dressed celebrities include Bad Bunny, Rihanna, Jacob Elordi, and Pope Leo XIV. Oh, also Timothée Chalamet. I don't know about that. And by the way, he recently did an interview with an Australian radio station, and he stayed a little tight-lipped when they asked him if he is the mysterious rapper SD Kid.
I got no comment on that.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean...
What?
Got no comment.
You've got the same eyes.
I've got two words on that.
Go on. Two words.
Two words.
What's wrong with him? We've lost him. Someone, we need to reboot.
All will be revealed in due time.
That's not two words. He needs to learn how to count. Yeet, skirt. Four Non-Blondes are getting ready to record their second album. It's their second album. And their first one came out 34 years ago. Michael Sweet from the Christian metal band Striper has been diagnosed with cancer. I'll find out updates on that. And while accepting the Hitmaker of the Year award, Sabrina Carpenter said one of her keys to writing a hit song is to call men stupid in as many ways as you can.
But there's a cuter word for it. I know.
She's not walking away from that. A new report claims that Tom Cruise is no longer planning to make a movie in space because that would require coordinating with NASA, and Cruise doesn't want to ask the current administration for a big favor like that. And a daily... No, I've got a dirt alert. This is pretty funny, considering. We're all doomed. Disney just made a $1 billion investment in OpenAI. Yes, you heard me say that with a B. $1 billion. Speaking of billions, I got a Kardashian alert. I got a Khloe Kardashian alert that I can't even share. You're going to have to Google that yourself. Kim Kardashian, though, is joining Fortnite as a playable character on December 13th.
Kim Kardashian is a mom.
Kids, lunchtime.
An entrepreneur.
Business.
A TV star.
Shh, we're rolling.
Oops. Sorry about that. And now, she's taking on Fortnite.
What? Like it's hard?
I'm sorry, that's funny. Oh, the Fortnite people, they're either going to love it or hate it. Anyway, it's a playable character on December 13th, and it will feature Kim's Skim-inspired outfits with over 25 customizable looks. There's going to be some people out there that want that. I'm just saying. Don't judge me. It's not me. I don't play Fortnite. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except... Oh, shh, Boogie, hush. That's enough of that.